This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you can be part of it by calling 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. I wonder how many weddings I'm going to ruin. It's just going to be in people's heads.
I mean, I know that that's your goal.
Let's start with an interesting first name that you don't hear too often, Agatha.
Already
off, I think, to a great start.
Agatha.
I like Agatha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Maiden name?
De Gaulle.
Agatha De Gaulle.
De Gaulle.
That's a Harry Potter character.
That is like Carmen Sandiego's friend.
Yeah. Did you hear Draco Malfoy's dating Agatha De Gaulle? No.
Okay, then what is your married name?
Estrada.
Oh, Agatha Estrada. Well, that's beautiful. It sounds like a celestial constellation.
It does. Agatha Estrada.
And then when Agatha Estrada is in your eastern sky, love is in your future.
See, but Agatha De Gaulle, she does seem like a private eye.
There's some, I agree. There's more intrigue with Agatha De Gaulle.
Agreed.
But it's almost like a darker intrigue.
Oh, it is.
Mysterious.
It is. Right. I mean, she's got a past.
Yes.
You know, and she's got stories she can tell you.
Oh, yeah. She gets invited to dinner parties and she goes, I can't say anything, but just look at the headlines the next couple days.
Yeah.
But Agatha Estrada.
Okay, I'm going to say it's an upgrade just because it sounds pretty.
But both are great. Both are great, Agatha. Thank you so much for calling. Nice. 916-909-1065. Let's talk to Anne. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Seibel.
Anne Seibel.
Anne Seibel sounds like one word.
I also, for some reason, want to call you Anne's Bible.
All my friends call me by my full Anne Seibel. Like, they have to say the first and the last.
My maiden name was the same way. People had to call me first and last. Okay, what's your married name?
Kennedy. It's like Kennedy, but C-A-N-N-E-D-Y.
Kennedy. I don't hate Kennedy. It's the fact that it is so close to Kennedy.
Yes.
Makes me think people do call you Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy.
Actually, no. Saying it together sounds great.
And Kennedy.
I was just focusing on the Kennedy part.
But it also...
wife. And can.
I like that. That won me over.
Yeah, okay.
That won me over. Okay, that's an upgrade. And can. I love that. It sounds like the new Netflix show from a country we've never heard of. Let's talk to Regina. Good morning, Regina.
Good morning.
All right. Hi. What is your maiden name, Regina?
Grijalva. No, you can't.
Grijalva.
Regina Grijalva.
Again, the Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
Also a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah.
Regina Grijalva.
Grijalva.
It's not good.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's your married name?
Luna.
Oh, come on.
Big
obvious
upgrade.
Upgrade. Regina really? Luna.
Oh, really? Yes, of course. The Lunas.
Wait, you thought Grijalva was possibly better than Luna? You know what?
Well,
a Grijalva would.
Different. There's a lot of dogs named Luna. There's
okay.
A lot of...
That's true, but your first name isn't Luna.
Right.
So...
And Luna's, I don't know, Luna's just a very...
Something fun about it.
Yeah.
Regina Luna.
It's very Agatha Estrada.
Yeah.
And let's do one more for married name upgrade downgrade. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What is your maiden name?
Okay. Maiden name is Chubb.
Come on. Julie. No.
Julie Chubb.
Right? Come on.
Yeah. So I had an interview and a guy I dated.
What?
Oh, to make sure that the his last name would be better?
Yeah.
I mean,
course.
It can't
like,
be worse.
Right.
Worse.
It feels like you're going up no matter what. So what's your married name?
Parsley. Isn't that so cute?
Come on.
Chubb,
get out of here.
Speaking of Netflix shows, the Parsleys.
Okay, so you interviewed every guy you dated, and you landed on Parsley. And don't try to sell me with, isn't it cute? You're trying to sway the jury.
It is kind of cute, though.
I know, it's adorable.
I'm pretty excited about it, I have to say. So I wasn't trying to sway.
Okay, that's cute.
I want to know what your mother's maiden name is.
Oh, hers wasn't that bad. Burgess.
Okay. And your dad wanted Chubb to stay for everybody. Everybody just had to be Chubbs.
It was a different time.
All right. Well, yeah, huge upgrade. And
all
it was always going to be an upgrade.
Yeah, good job, Chubb.
Thank you so much for calling.